And that over there on the other side of my mic is the man with the best singing voice, Sanderson Ford country star, Mike Broomhead. Good morning, Mike.
That was, I don't know if we should let people in on the exchange yesterday or not.
I think
but,
so.
My friends at a bar in Florida saw my Sanderson Ford commercial because the Diamondbacks game was on. But the punchline of the story was he was in the restroom when he saw it.
Oh, man.
So that's where all this came in. Thanks for your commentary.
I love it, love it.
Thanks for your commentary keeping the ball rolling with my friends harassing me about that commercial.
It was great. I always get a chance to harass Mike. I'm on it.
That's awesome. Thanks, Patricia. Good morning, everyone. Sorry about the visual to start the show. We are going to talk about so much today, but we have to start with, I think, one of the bigger stories here in the Valley is it looks like the exit. It hasn't been officially announced, but the exit of the Arizona, the Coyotes, as they leave the Valley for Salt Lake City. It looks like the ownership is going to hang on to the name. The name stays here. They have the rights possibly to an expansion team in the next couple of years. And that's what it looks like here in the Valley. I got my own feelings about this. I became a hockey fan and, you know, I was like everyone else. I'm a Cardinals fan. I've been a Cardinals season ticket holder. Love the D-backs. Go to as many games a year as I can to see the D-backs play. Was really happy to see what that team pulled off, of course. I'm not a huge basketball fan, but you have to be a Suns fan, and I truly am. I love the leadership, but more than anything, I look at people that I like to cheer for, and there is hard to find anybody more that you're more happy to cheer for than Shane Doan was when he was with the Coyotes. They called him Captain Coyote. I thought he was the greatest captain in professional sports when he was playing. He is just a good human being. His son with the team is a rookie now, and now he will move just like Doan did in his rookie season from Winnipeg to Arizona. It's unfortunate to see for so many people, but there's a lot more to this. Even for people that are not big fans of any sports, this is something, having all four major sports here. And I'm going to add a fifth. I'm going to add soccer because as it's growing, and it is a sport that is growing in America at a lot faster pace than it had in the previous two, three, four decades. And with the Phoenix Rising, I'm very surprised that Phoenix Rising is not an MLS franchise. I think the market is here. I think the ownership people are smart there. They've got Didier Drogba, who is a part of that franchise. And it really, we should be, and we could be, because of the size of this market, a five major sport franchise. No disrespect to the WNBA. We have the WNBA here, but I'm talking about classically what we are looking at as the major sports franchises. And I would imagine in the next few years, we're probably going to see that the Phoenix Rising, or we have an MLS franchise here next time that league expands, whatever that might be. I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. But back to the Coyotes, the impact they have on a community. You have to understand that my feelings about a sports franchise in a town goes beyond what they do on the ice, on the field, on the court. The Coyotes impacted a lot with the charitable things that they did, and that was where I got involved with them over the years, doing things with Doan and the stuff that he did for this community. And I think that it leaves a hole, and it does. It's going to be, and people will say, well, there weren't a lot of people going to games, and the issue is not so much for me that impact during the season, although that's the most important part. We are a much better town. We are a much better valley when the Suns are in the playoffs like they are, when the D-backs go to the World Series, when the Cardinals are turning the corner. By the way, we have I do a podcast that we release once every week or every 2 weeks, and it's called Amazing Arizonans. We've been doing it for over a year now, and it's not a political issue-based, although we do talk about issues sometimes. We just bring on great Arizona stories, just stories I think are terrific. And this one that we just released this week, if you want to go check it out at KTAR.com or anywhere you download podcasts, it's called Amazing Arizonans. And the episode that was released yesterday is Michael Bidwill, the president and CEO of the Arizona Cardinals. And what I talked about with Mr. Bidwill is a lot about his life, because he was a federal prosecutor before he went into the family business. And we do talk football. And one of the stories he tells, and I did not know this, was that Pat Tillman wasn't the first person to give up his NFL career and then go and serve his country. There is another story of someone that did that years and years and years ago and became a prisoner of war and had a chance championship ring. It is one of the most compelling stories I've ever heard. So if you want to hear a great story and some really fun stories, go check out our podcast called Amazing Arizonans with Michael Bidwill. And I appreciate him doing it. And we'll be talking about the ones to come in the next few weeks. They were kind enough to open up their studio. So we actually did it from their studio at the Cardinals facility. But the impact the professional sports teams have, and I don't know, and maybe that's the problem with the Coyotes all along, is that most people did not necessarily feel that impact. At the time when the arena deal was done out in Glendale, they were originally going to be in Scottsdale. I believe the Coyotes, when they were coming here, the original arena was going to be where Sky Song is. I believe that was the corner. It's kind of on the southeast corner of McDowell and Rural Road, which is Scottsdale Road. And it would have been prime location in a part of town where it would have been a destination for everybody. The entertainment district that would have fallen in great place with what we've seen in Tempe and around ASU and what they've done around Tempe Town Lake. But Glendale ended up giving them such, the city of Glendale gave them such a lucrative and good arena deal for the first deal they had, that there was no way that that team could say no. But what they did was send a team out to the Far West Valley. And at the time, if you look back at 1996, it was the Far West Valley. There was almost nothing out there. The expectation was that the growth was going to go in that direction and things were going to be moving out that way at a rapid pace. Now, things have caught up. We know the 101 and all the way out to the 303, we've seen major expansion. But the Coyotes were in turmoil ever since that one deal expired, and they had a grief with the city of Glendale, and then they moved out of that arena, and where were they going to go? It just seemed like being out in Glendale, it's difficult. So where I grew up in Southwest Florida, about 2 hours south of Tampa, I have one of my closest friends as we were children, lives in Tampa. And we talked about this a few years ago, not knowing this might happen. And he said, it's interesting that they have the opposite issue in Tampa that we have in Phoenix. In Tampa, the Lightning, their hockey team, plays in downtown Tampa, right in the middle of the city. It's easy to get off work, take clients to a game on a weeknight, drop in. You can leave the end of the second period if you need to get up for work the next day, and it's right in downtown. But the baseball team, the Rays, used to be the Devil Rays, the Tampa Rays play out like almost to St. Petersburg, kind of out on a peninsula. Hard to get in, hard to get out. Stadium wasn't that good. And if the team wasn't excellent, if the team wasn't challenging, they didn't get people, because when you have games on a weeknight, just like the Coyote, you know, baseball, a lot of games for baseball, a lot of games for hockey. It was difficult for them to get butts in seats, and they were almost a forgotten franchise for a long time. I think they ran into the same problem here. The D-backs, even when they were not a great team, they weren't challenging for playoffs, they certainly weren't going to World Series games, they are downtown, and it's a destination, and it's still cool when you're in town for whatever's going on. Hey, let's go catch a ball game. It is still a thing to do, and they maintained, and they've been, and I would say that the D-backs have been also the other part of this is involvement in the community. When you look at Diamondbacks charities, when you look at Cardinals charities, when you look at the other Suns charities and what they've done, they make a huge impact. Well, the Coyotes did as well, but it wasn't as well known. They didn't seem to be as much a part of the community. And this is not a knock, it's an observation. It didn't seem like they were as much of a part of the community as the other franchises and the other charities. When you go to the WM Phoenix Open, Pro-Am Day on Wednesday, they have a thing called Shot at Glory, and it is where charities get together, and the closest to the pin and second closest to the pin and third closest to the pin on 16 win a bunch of money for a charity. There's a chance at a hole in one, and it's all donated to charity, and it's put on, or at least it has been in years past, put on by Phoenix Suns charities. So we know that that investment in the community is what endears the big business people that buy suites and buy, you know, do those big packages. It endears them to the community. And I just think that since now Glendale is grown into a big, big city and everything around that area has grown in, but they were never really welcome in that arena. There was always a fight with the city of Glendale in that arena out at Westgate. And so it never settled in. And when they were looking for a new home, they couldn't find one. The vote in Tempe, they were voted down in Tempe, and they just never got legs. So I don't know if this might be a blessing in disguise for anybody who might be a hockey fan, that here in Arizona now, we've got a fresh start. The Coyotes' name stays here. I hate seeing them go. I hate to see them leave for a multitude of reasons. I have some memories there. It's a shame. I wanted to watch Josh Doan grow up and play his hockey here like his dad did, and I would love to have seen that connection with father and son and see him grow into and see if he was going to become the same kind of a captain someday that his father was. I thought that would have been an amazing thing to do here. It's not going to happen, but will we get a reset? Will the ownership, and that's a question too, is this an ownership issue? And if the same owners had the problem here before, will the same owners have the problem next time around? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know enough about the ownership of the Coyotes. I just know that it's a shame that they're gone. There were a lot of fans that turned out to show their support for the players, and I really wish them well. I mean, this is a good young team, and that's what's tough, is the Coyotes have done what they said they wanted to do all along, and they stuck to the plan, and they've got a great young core of players, and in the next season, next two seasons, they're going to start challenging for playoff spots consistently. Everything we wanted here in the Valley. And it looks like it's going to happen in Salt Lake. Coming up in a moment, we are going to talk about a very serious topic, and that's the abortion issue here in Arizona. We're going to talk about what happened at the state legislature. People on both sides of the issue were there. We're going to get to it coming up here in just a moment.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Protesters gathered outside the Arizona State Capitol on Wednesday. House Republicans blocked a vote on a bill that would have repealed the 1864 abortion law. Here's a little bit of this, a little bit of the conversation. Where do I want to start with this today? Let me go with Alex Stone from ABC.
Despite pressure from Republican Party leaders like Donald Trump for Arizona's legislature to repeal the Civil War era near total abortion ban for a second time in a week, Arizona Republican lawmakers have again blocked an effort to repeal the ban set to go into effect soon, although the state attorney general, who's a Democrat, refuses to enforce the ban. Arizona Republican House Speaker Ben Toma.
The last thing we should be doing today is rushing a bill through the legislative process.
The Democrat-led bill to repeal was one vote short of moving forward.
Yeah, so now I want you to hear Oscar De Los Santos, who's a Democrat here in the state legislature. This is what he had to say about repeal.
We are the representatives of the people, and the people want this repealed. It is time to have a vote. It is time to repeal this abhorrent 1864 abortion ban.
So here is I'm just going to give you what my view of this is. I am unapologetically pro-life. I will defend my position as best I can against somebody, understanding that I don't get to make the rules all the time. But I think I have an argument that is a fair argument on the topic. I believe it's a human life, and I think it deserves to be protected. That's my belief. And so I will argue in favor of that. But what you heard the Representative De Los Santos say is correct, that there it seems as if everything we are hearing in Arizona is that Arizona voters want access at some level. And what level has always been the argument? At what level do they want access to abortion services? You can call it, and this is the other thing, reproductive, health care, you know, all these other things, it's abortion. And the people, even if they wouldn't do it themselves, have said they want it. We've had this argument for decades going on. It got sent back to the states. Pro-life individuals celebrated when Roe v. Wade was shot down. And the Dobbs decision sent it back to the states. And I warned everybody that's pro-life not to celebrate too quickly, because some states may be very strict on abortion laws and other states are going to pass what would be much more broad abortion laws. The ballot initiative that is going to be going on the ballot, that's going to get the signatures, that's going to get out there, that will be on the ballot in November, will expand abortion access beyond Roe v. Wade. And I'm not saying that to scare anyone. That's what it's going to be. And I believe, given the choice between the 1864 law that stands right now and that abortion rights initiative that will be on the ballot, voters will vote in favor of that initiative. I won't. I won't vote in favor of that initiative. I don't think that it's the right thing to do to expand abortion services that far. So then the conversation has to be about what is a reasonable compromise. And the problem is, and this is where you wrestle with it, I think abortion is wrong personally, but I'm also someone that understands that I live in a society where sometimes you have to compromise. The 15-week ban seemed to be where Arizona settled on what was reasonable. It gave a woman time to be able to decide on a decision like this, as serious as it is. But they'd also protected a pregnancy much earlier than a lot of other abortion laws did. So do you stand firm on your beliefs, which I do, or do you say we have got to figure out something because what we're going to end up with is going to be far worse? That is the fight. That is the question. So here is, I want you to hear a little bit of this. This is from outside of the state legislature. This is the pro-choice rally and what they were saying. So they went on from "we want freedom" or just "freedom" to "choice."
Freedom to decide. Freedom to decide. Freedom to decide. Freedom to decide.
And see, this again, this is at its core. When you hear someone say that, I absolutely believe that of your body, you have an absolute choice of what you're going to do with your body. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. I have no qualms that I agree with them 100%. But we would not allow a child to be killed outside of the womb or post 15 weeks. And most people don't believe that later in a pregnancy, a woman should be able to have an abortion. And that's the part of this that I argue with and I struggle with. And I'm being very candid about my struggle on this issue. There is a point during a pregnancy where the vast majority of individuals believe it's a human life. So at some point in the womb, it becomes a human life in the minds of most of us. Where is that? That's why this is such a struggle for people, because if you believe a woman should not be able to terminate a pregnancy outside of the, you know, you want to call it outside of the life of the mother in the third trimester into the second trimester, if those are the places you're looking, you say, well, by then you're right. Well, then where is it? Where's the cutoff? That's always been the struggle. For me, it's never been a struggle about a woman's body. A woman has a right to do whatever she wants with her body. We all would agree with that. It's a basic human right. But when does it become a child? And we're going to continue to wrestle with this, and I'm going to continue to try to talk about this in a civil way, and we're going to watch what the legislators do in this country. We're going to talk later in the show about how it affects the election. Coming up in a moment, Gatos is going to join me. It's our Big Q poll question of the day. We'll get to it in just a few moments.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
Oh, the Coyotes are gone.
Yes, they are.
All right, now how do we get rid of the Cardinals?
Hey,
let's start that.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. I'm a Cardinals fan.
That's
I can joke. It did. You watch the end of it last night?
I did. I watched the end of the game. I didn't watch the entire game.
No, I didn't watch any of the game. I wanted to see what happened after the game. So
yeah,
the crowd didn't leave.
Right.
Right. And the players wanted to stay on the ice. And then you had the front office and all the people that work for the team. They got on the ice, too. No one wanted to leave. I started watching it and I was like, this is really sad. And well, I'm like, not the biggest Coyotes fan. I wish hockey worked in the desert. It didn't, unfortunately. But I was looking. These folks were like, people are crying. I was like, this is rough.
Well, you know, you look at a guy like Walsh. You know, he's a guy that's been doing this for a long time. Huge hockey fan. Stellar broadcaster here in this town. And he's been with this team for a very, very long time, and I feel bad for him. Luke Lipinski, who's in this building, big career, pre and post game show with the Coyotes, does a fantastic job. Those are the people that I feel the worst for.
Yeah, because I think that the players will be fine. I mean, you know, they can keep whatever mansion they have here and live here and go and buy a place to live for 5 months in Utah or whatever. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the people won't be
and
traveling
the circumstances
with a
very wealthy owner who has got a level of success in the NBA. And, you know, I mean, they're going into a situation of they have a successful owner that's owned sports franchises in a town that is thrilled to have them. Not an arena deal. You're not playing in a college arena. You're playing in a pro arena. So the players are going to have I think it's going to be good for them in that way.
Yeah. Here's my cue. Now that the Coyotes are leaving for Utah, which Valley team can you not live without?
Ooh.
Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Suns?
That is a great question.
I'm going Cardinals. I love the NFL. I love going to the games when the Cardinals are competitive. It's an event, you know, and I've seen you. You and I have seen each other at a bunch of Cardinals games.
We've shared a cocktail.
That's right. You bought me a cocktail. You're not that cheap like everybody else says.
That's right.
That was a good cocktail. That was a $14, $18, $19 cocktail. That was terrific.
It was.
Oh. Every sip, I'm like, Broomhead bought this. This is delicious.
It always tastes better when someone else buys it, doesn't it?
It's way better when someone else buys it. So, Cardinals, D-backs, Suns. Which one can you not live without? I'm going to go Cardinals.
Man, that's a great question. I have to think about that one. That is a great question.
Well, you can think about it and vote later. And then text me your thoughts later.
I will. Maybe I'll see you today. Well, I appreciate it. It's a great question. And I look forward to the results. And I'll be talking with you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, man. That's Gatos. And the BQ poll question today is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Coming up just after 9 o'clock, President Biden's education secretary says they are going to shut down a university right here in the Valley. I'm going to tell you which university it is and why they want to do it. Coming up next.